Praise God. With all this heavy speaking, I'm obviously not going to speak for long. I'm just going to do like 10 minutes, then I'll just pray for you, then we'll move on with some other things. Hope that's okay. I didn't hear you. I said, hope that's okay. Okay. I'm just going to quickly appreciate the speakers. I've had such an awesome time. Sometimes as a pastor, you miss out on some of this because you do most of the talking. I was just enjoying myself, listening to you guys. You know, I mean, awesome. Can we put our hands together for them one more time? Awesome. Praise God. Amen. Nigeria has people. Amen. When you hear this kind of speaking, you wonder, man, what's happening? We need to market our own products very well. Amen. We should stop exporting only oil. Amen. We have other things that are more valuable than oil. Hallelujah. That can fetch a lot of money and a lot of inputs, you know, into the system. Praise God. I'm just going to speak for like 10 minutes, as I promised. Because of time also, I'm not going to read all the scriptures. I'll just talk about them and we'll just leave. Okay. And by the way, I've ordered all the CDs that he was mentioning. I just told them, just get the... Is it discounted because I'm getting all of them together? Uh-huh. Praise God. Amen. Now, let me say this. Like I said, I have just 10 minutes. Let me say this. Most people here that are looking for jobs, I want to assume that you already have some level of education or qualification or certification. I want to assume that. Now, you need to quickly understand the system of schooling, all right? The whole concept of school is not meant to trap you. Praise God. Most of what people do here is that once they go to school, they feel trapped. They feel, because I studied accounting, I have to do accounting. Accounting that they teach in school largely is about counting money, but there are a lot of other things you can keep records on. Praise God. The whole concept of school is not to trap you. Just like Mr. Kunle mentioned about the guy that went to school but went to become a traffic, a security guard. The whole concept of school is not meant to trap you. I discovered that in Africa, school is actually a trap. Once you get into that system, there is a mode you are forced to follow. That is not this issue at all. In fact, as a matter of fact, I went to school. I didn't collect my certificate because I wouldn't need it. The thing I needed, I've gotten it. Praise God. Yeah, so I went to school. There are some lectures I didn't attend. Now, you don't have to do what I'm doing. I'm just sharing my own. Some lectures, for instance, in high institution, they had the biology class, biology, in high institution. I didn't go. I told the students what they would teach them. They would teach you how to dissect frog. I know how to label the ear. Reproductive system. Respiratory. I've learned that one. I'm not going again to high institution and learn biology again. No. I didn't attend any lecture. But I didn't see my biology lecturer like this. Till today, I can't recognize which. I never saw her. You're asking me if I pass? Of course I'll pass. What do they ask? It's biology. Biology doesn't have two meanings. It's one meaning. There are some classes I didn't miss. Things like business law. I didn't miss those ones. I enjoyed it. Maths. The reason why I went for the business maths was because I felt if I didn't go, I wouldn't be able to do the exam. Not because I was interested. I just had to go so that I'll be able to write the exam. Are you following what I'm saying? The main concept of school is not to trap you. The main thing that a school is like a mental gym. The main thing a school is meant to do for you is to liberate you, not to trap you. The main thing a school is meant to do for you is to give you the ability to exercise your mind. Unfortunately, most people that go to school, that is exactly what they avoid. So they take everything the lecturer says, they cram it, they answer the question in the exam, they pass, but their minds are not exercised. The main thing that a school is meant to do for you is to give you a platform to exercise your senses, to give you the ability to look at things from a wide perspective, to give you the ability to criticize, to scrutinize, to look at things deeply. It is not meant to trap you. The greatest ability a human being can have is the ability to improve themselves. And that is what school offers you, real schooling. Offers you that ability to improve your own gifts, to improve your abilities, to improve your thinking, to exercise your mind. That is the main thing a school offers you. A school doesn't promise you a great future. A certificate doesn't promise you a great future. It doesn't promise you anything. Many graduates in Nigeria are blaming the economy and blaming the government, and even blaming their school, as if the certificate is the certificate to life. It doesn't promise you anything. Like I told you, I didn't collect my certificate. I won't need it. Of course, if you're going to get employment, better collect your own. I'm just saying, you understand, I didn't wait for any of those things. I wrote my last exam. From there, I never went to school again. After the last paper. The main thing is that ability, greatest ability a human being can have is your ability to improve yourself. And the main problem I see in Africa as a whole is that people like to stay the way they are. People are afraid to improve. The day you stop to improve, you start to die. Your real value is in the ability, in your own personal ability to improve yourself. Not that someone improved you. Your own ability to improve yourself. That's the greatest ability that you need. One thing that is common amongst all great leaders is that they are able to lead themselves. They are able to make judgments, make sound decisions. They are able to appraise situations. They are able to lead themselves. All great leaders have that in common. They can lead themselves. They are not waiting for someone else to lead them. They are not waiting for someone else to make decisions for them. They are able to make wise decisions by themselves. How much have you improved yourself? How much can you improve yourself? Because when you leave the gym of school, can you still carry on leading yourself? Hallelujah. I discovered in life that improving yourself or learning to do so, it must be a conscious effort. It's not something that happens by chance. It is something you need to cultivate consciously. And many young people just sit down and wait for life to improve them. You need to improve yourself. If you're going to make the most out of life, you must improve your person. Your own personal abilities must be improved. Your thinking pattern, your attitude, your character, those things must be improved. One of the things that will betray you any day is your character. It follows you everywhere. There's one guy in the Bible I'm going to talk about. He had four jobs. And every time in those four times he had a job, he excelled. And what I saw in him is that ability to always be the best. That ability to improve himself. No matter where you walk, improve yourself. That means if they give you a job, they shouldn't meet that job the same way they gave it to you. You should improve on it. You should improve something about that job. You should improve something about the way you handle that job. Many young people say, this is who I am. Just like somebody said, I'm a sanguine and all that. Temperaments are real, but the truth is that they are not supposed to be a limitation. They are not an excuse for failure. Improve yourself. Look, life is not only about things that are convenient for you. There are many people just living out of convenience. This is easy. This is normal. Once in a while, you might learn. You might need to learn to do something beyond you. God has not finished work on you. You're like raw material. You're a raw product. You are meant to improve yourself. You are meant to process what you have. Hallelujah. The countries that are richest in the world are the ones that process everything. So we plant the cocoa. We like to do the raw things. We plant the cocoa. They process it to chocolate. We find the oil. They process it to fuel. So they have more money than us. That same way your life will be. If you cannot process what you have, if you cannot process who you are, you will always be on the poor end of the deal. The guy I'm talking about in the Bible is the guy called Joseph. Joseph had four jobs. The first job he had was in the family business. His father owned cattle. He had many brothers, more than 10 brothers. And the Bible said, amongst all those brothers, it was him that was the supervisor. He was the one the father would send to go and check on the brothers. How did he get there? He was the youngest, but at the same time, he would go and check on them and give a detailed report. So he became their boss. Of course, they didn't like it. They sold him as a slave. They sold him to Potiphar. Joseph got to Potiphar's house. There were a lot of slaves before him. Once he got there, before long, they said they made him in charge of the whole house. In case you are thinking that's a coincidence, trouble came in the house. They arrested him and threw him in prison. Before long, they may put him in charge of the prison. Now that there's something about this guy, it's not coincidence at this point. After that, again, There was trouble in the land. They needed somebody to solve the problem. They called Joseph in. And before long, he became the prime minister. You see, who you are is the most important thing. It's not where you are. Nigeria might look horrible. Might look at things that are not working. It's a lie. There are people that prosper here. There are people that are making a meaning here. That are making life here. Making an impact here. It is who you are that matters, friends. Just like Mr. Kunle said, we don't have an employment problem. We have an employability problem. Many young people are not employable. If you improve yourself, look, there are some people that companies beg. Some other people are begging companies. Some people, companies are begging them. Praise God. It's all about the level of skill that you have. Joseph had 4 jobs. And all those times, he was able to improve himself to the point of becoming the head or going to the top of what he was doing. I want to challenge you today. Improve yourself. It's a conscious effort. Begin to learn to research things. You see, learning in school and learning in life, they are different. In school, you are forced to learn because they are going to give you an exam. You don't know that life too gives you an exam, only that it's not a fixed day. It's not a fixed date. Begin to research. Begin to learn. Consciously program your attitude. I play tennis, lawn tennis. The first few times we started playing, I just discovered that, you know, we're just using your table tennis knowledge. But I discovered that if you're going to be good at something, you have to consciously, it's not the same as just appearing every day. You have to consciously begin to observe. You have to consciously begin to exercise. You have to consciously begin to practice certain things over and over again. Once is not enough. Praise God. You have to practice some things. You have to develop some things. These speakers you're hearing today, they didn't become this good overnight. I'm sure the first time they spoke, it wasn't like this. The first message I preached. I wrote some things on the notes. And I came and I just rushed everything. In about 10 minutes, I had finished the whole message. And it was something like a 1-hour message. I was stranded on the altar. After that, I recapped the whole message. This time it was now shorter. I was stranded. Everybody was surprised. I said, let's pray and go. And that is how many people live their lives. They just want to assume things will work. Don't be afraid of things because they didn't work the first time. Learn. You have to consciously improve yourself. That's what I'm saying. It's a conscious effort. It's not something that will just happen by chance. How have you improved? The place you work now, how have you improved it? Your creativity. Every human being is creative. God didn't create anyone that is not creative. Some people are just lazy about improving themselves. Begin to research. Begin to observe. Observe other people. One of the greatest ways to learn is to observe. Like the guy that went to work with Mr. Kunle also. That's an incredible way to learn. In fact, the guy ought to be paying. Because he was learning. And what he learned eventually paid off. Praise God. Many young people don't realize that. For you to be out of work, just like they said, for you to be out of work, these 3 things really must be wrong with you. It's either you're too proud, or you lack creativity, or you lack people network. Really. And I thought about it, really. It's true. You have no business being out of work, really. You have no business being out of work. There are some jobs you are feeling you are too big to do. You don't realize that it's just a platform to meet people. It's a platform to keep improving yourself. Keep learning. Keep improving. Don't say this is the way I am. This is how I came from the village. This is how my whole life. No, improve yourself. Improve yourself. Observe. How are other people doing these things? I remember the story I shared many times in church. When I went out with some people to eat. You see, life is not concerned about where you're coming from. It's about how you are preparing to go where you're going to. Forget, I don't know how your background, your background might be, you know, you might appear disadvantaged. But the greatest ability, like I said, is the ability to improve yourself. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. I went to eat with some people talking about observation. And they gave us, you know, those, they call it stick meat or steak or different things. But basically that meat that they put in stick. Basically. And I didn't observe. And I'd never eaten that kind of meat before, you know. So, of course, the first one was at the tip. So, I was able to eat that one. The second one was not far. I was able to eat that one. By the third one, I was almost killing myself. By the fourth one, if not that somebody rescued me, I'm sure I'll be dead by now. Pastor commits suicide. Eating meat. I didn't observe. They don't eat that meat like... You see, it's not a crime not to know. I didn't know. It's not that I'm wicked. I didn't know. You see, stupidity is not that you didn't know. It's that you didn't try to learn. No, you can't know everything. There's nobody that knows everything. It's a lie. As Bill Gates, there are some things he doesn't know. He can't claim he knows it. There's no human being that knows everything. But you discover that people at that level, they learn at a very fast rate. They learn so fast, you don't even notice that they never knew. That's the problem. But most people that are stupid, they don't learn. They are very slow. Say, this is how I am. I don't know. I don't know is not an excuse. Ignorance is an action. Ignorance means you ignore. You are ignoring. So it's not a state that I'm ignoring. Ignore is something you are doing now. You are doing it. Not knowing is something you are doing. Observe. How are other people doing it? Research. You must research. Ask questions. Then process things. Learn to think. It's okay to think. My friend went to Germany and he was giving me the story. But you know, I had traveled to Germany before him. So I was able to understand what he was saying. In Germany, they don't wake up. In fact, if you're on the street at 10 o'clock in the morning, you might not meet anybody. In some streets in Germany. And that's one of the most developed nations in Europe. By 10 o'clock in Germany, you won't meet anybody on the streets. Do you understand that? My friend snapped a picture by around 10 o'clock. He was the only one on the whole street. I said, did you buy this place? What's happening? Where's everybody? In the hotel I stayed in Germany, in the night, the clerk, the front desk officer will give you a key and tell you that if you go, carry this key if you want to leave the hotel, because once you go out, the door will jam. But you're going to let yourself in because nobody is at work. Do you understand? A good hotel, there's no staff on ground in the morning till like 12. So if you go out and you don't carry your key, you will stay out till somebody else is coming out. No staff on ground. Except maybe kitchen that are cooking. So my friend, I saw it, but I was wondering why are they doing that? Are they lazy? But then my friend asked one of the drivers, how come people don't work early in the morning? He said, because we spend time to think. If you are rushing, if you enter a system, go to work, come back, you will never sit down to think. Thinking is work. Praise God. There are some people that are paid strictly to think. Thinking is work. In Africa, people appreciate you when they see you sweating. They believe you are working hard. They said, that's one of the secrets of their own development. They don't expect you to be in a rush. But in Nigeria, you see people, they're already awake by 5 a.m. I tell, for myself, I tell people, I always say, if I see a Chinese man rushing, maybe he has seen something he wants to go and mass produce. If I see a Japanese man rushing, he has seen something he wants to invent. If I see maybe an American rushing, there's something he wants to develop or something. If I say a Nigerian Russian, I say, where are you going? You are not developing anything. You don't even have light where you are, the home you are running to. There's no light. Where are you running to? That we don't even allow anybody to enter our front in traffic. Everybody's tensed. Little wonder there are little things mental that come out of Nigeria. Little things. They are not that developed. Please take time to think. Thinking is an exercise. Take time to learn. There are some people that were in this seminar. They can't even listen for 30 minutes straight. Now, it's possible you might be a restless person. You need to now build the ability to listen. You are going to create that. You are going to develop that. That's what I'm saying. There might be some areas where you are weak. Develop yourself, because your character will always betray you. Your character is the one thing that is always with you. Anywhere you go. Nobody could stop Joseph because that was his character. Anywhere they put him, irrespective of the environment, he prospered. He became tops. Whether in prison or as a slave or from his father's house or even in the palace. Because when he was shining in his father's house, some people were saying it's because his father loved him. It's favoritism. But as a slave, Potiphar didn't know him. In prison, nobody knew him. But we saw that he kept improving. How have you improved yourself? Learn something new. I've already determined that the next time I travel out. I'm going to program a 1 week long lawn tennis training. Why am I doing that? You see, learning, you must never stop learning. It's an exercise of your mind. The day your mind stops, grabs, you know, there's some people, the problem they have now is that they don't learn anything. Everything they've known is their permanent state. They will not, I'm not people like that. They will never use a computer. Because that's how they, I don't use that. Life has moved more than that. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So even if there's nothing new to learn, look for something. Look for something that will just keep your mind in that young state, in that state where it's still grasping new things. Your mind is one of the only things that it improves by use. Most other things depreciate by use, but your mind is one of those only things that it gets better when it is used. Hallelujah. So do you make a commitment this morning to improve yourself? How many of you get the CDs that were mentioned today, even the one that they spoke here? Those are things to get. That's how to improve your mind. It's a conscious effort, though. I mean, some of you to go and break your routine. Your routine of going, coming, watch TV, sleep. Go and, you see, break it. Because in 10 years, nothing will change with that routine. It's a conscious, what I'm saying is that improving yourself is a conscious effort. That's what I'm saying. Read. Accept criticism. It's a good way to improve yourself. People are too defensive here. Abroad, they have full careers of critics. It's a career. That if you make a film, people will just get out there. It's their job. To criticize. But in Nigeria, people are very, why do you talk about me like that? People are adverse to criticism. Don't be afraid. When people criticize you about things, that you have a bad attitude, ask them what exactly is the issue. They can tell you, change. Instead of defending yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that ability to change is one of the greatest things that God has given us. When you accept Jesus Christ, that's one of the main things that you receive. The Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he the ability to become the sons of God. They were not sons of God before. But when they accepted Christ into their life, they received the ability to become the sons of God. Before I go ahead and pray for you, because the Bible says the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. So we've done the principles. We also do the anointing. The two of them together, they produce very good results. Praise God. So but I want our heads to be bowed for 1 minute. Before we go ahead and pray, I want to ask for the people in this meeting today that have not given their life to Christ. For me, it has changed my life. I accepted Jesus close to 20 years ago. My life has never been the same. That's where you get the ability to improve from. That's where you receive the Spirit of God that will help you improve beyond your own natural ability. As all heads are bowed, if you're here today and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, please just put your right hand on your chest, wherever you are. I'm just going to pray with you right there. Put your right hand on your chest. Let me pray with you. Put your right hand on your chest. Put your right hand on your chest, wherever you are. Put your right hand on your chest. Put your right hand on your chest. Quickly. You might be a young man, you might be a young woman. God can never take from you. God can only add to you. You have nothing to lose by giving your life to Christ. If your hand is on your chest, can you raise your left hand so that I will know who I'm praying with? I just want to know the people I'm praying with. Can you raise your left hand? God bless you. Can you just raise your left hand so that I will know who I'm praying with? I just want to know the people I'm praying with. I want to accept Jesus today. I want to accept Jesus today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, you know what? You know what? Do me a favor. Do me a favor. If your hand is up, carry whatever you came to this meeting with and come. Come right here to the front. Come here to the front. I want to pray with you. Just come. Come. I want to congratulate you personally. I want to pray with you. You are making a very wise decision. Improving yourself starts with accepting Christ. Come. Come right here. Come. Ushers, please direct them for me. Don't be ashamed. Just carry whatever you have. Come. March like a soldier. You are walking into destiny today. God bless you. Come. Come. God bless you. God bless you. God can never reduce you. He can only increase you. These two men that spoke today are born again Christians. And I'm sure it has helped them greatly in their field. God bless you. Come. Just come. Can we appreciate them as they are coming? God bless you. God bless you real good. Your lives will never remain the same, I tell you. Put your right hand in your chest now and say after me. Say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I need 2 minutes of your time. All right? Just 2 minutes of your time. There's a lady there just by your left-hand side. Just follow her. She's going to talk to you for just 2 minutes. Then you quickly come back and join us. Just follow her. Just follow her. Come on, let's appreciate them. Just follow her. Just follow her. We can do better. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Okay. As we are praying, the same prayer will affect them wherever they are. Let's just raise up our hands wherever you are. And just one quick word of prayer. Father, I thank you for everyone, every destiny, every life represented here. Father, we know that you don't make any failures. We know that everything that comes out of you is great like you. We speak into the lives and the destinies of everyone present. There shall be a manifestation in the name of Jesus. That ability for us to improve ourselves, I declare it released in the name of Jesus. I ask God to give you a platform. And I also pray that you recognize that platform when it comes in the mighty name of Jesus. We know from your word, oh God, that is your blessing that make it rich. Father, we declare this afternoon your blessing upon these ones in the name of Jesus. No one here will die an ordinary man. Everyone here will fulfill their destiny. They will find their place on the earth to make an impact in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, they will not be on this level. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare progress for every life here. I declare increase for every life here. I declare open doors for every life here. In the name of Jesus, that dream job will come. That dream opportunity will come. In the name of Jesus, you will not die a local champion. Your generation will hear of you. Your world will hear of you. In the name of Jesus, I declare international doors. You will not only earn in Naira, you will earn in foreign currency. You will earn in dollars. You will earn in pounds. In the name of Jesus, you will be an asset to Nigeria. You will be an asset to Africa. You will be an asset to that company where you work. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand.